fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, Rico! I am Silver!
Placer Corners was an important community despite its small size. It was an important junction of cattle trails and railroad. A lot of cash and cattle changed hands in Placer Corners. The community nestled in a valley looked calm and peaceful when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the crest of a nearby hill.
Who's over here? Oh, Placer Corner. Plenty small.
Easy, big fella.
Yeah, small, Tonto. But important.
You dismount here. You not go on to town?
I don't want to go into town wearing a mask. I get some dungarees out of the saddlebag. As a cowhand, I'll attract no particular attention.
Maybe you more in style. You pose as outlaw.
Good observation, Tonto.
Plenty outlaw head for Placer Corner.
Yes, I know where several of them are lying low. I want to know why they're waiting until after the election to move into town. Placer Corners is an unhealthy place for crooks while Old Hickory handles the law.
That right.
Be a bad place for honest people if the law changes hands.
When an election?
I don't know, Tonto. We'll find out when we get there.
Oh, here. Your old hat.
Oh, thanks. Here, put this shirt and mask away, will you, Tonto?
Let me fix them. We go into town right now?
No, we'll wait until after dark, when Scouts and Silver won't be so noticeable. Now, I want to know who's opposing Old Hickory for the sheriff's office, who's backing the opposition, and when the election's to be held.
Yeah, darn it. The cafe was a turn side better before Lance Perkins come to town. But I'm leaving as soon as Lance Perkins comes into the cafe. He riles me. Sight of that young squirt turns my food to poison.
Well, Dad, read it, Abe. Perkins is all right. You're just to get him because he wants to be sheriff.
Hickory's been a good sheriff.
Has been, that's right. I say that 10 years is long enough. It's time to change. We need a younger man.
Lanny Perkins, I suppose.
Lanny Perkins. You bah, like an old goat.
But you know well enough there's not a square or more honest man in the whole state than old Hickory.
Well, Perkins is honest. Besides, he's younger.
How do we know he's honest? How do we? We don't know nothing about Perkins. He's never had the chance to profit by being dishonest. No wonder he's been on it so far.
All right. What's old Hickory done the past year? Has he catched any crooks?
Well...
Has he?
No, but there's a reason for it. The crooks keep clear of Placer Corners. They know better than to come where Hickory's the law. He knows every crook this side of the Pecos on sight.
Well, Lance Perkins pointed out a few swindlers who should be in jail.
He says they're swindlers. He'd say anything to get elected. Hey, there's old Hickory just come in. Hi there, Sheriff.
Huh. You seem to be the only one that's glad to see him.
Come over here, Hickory.
Hi, Abe. Evening, Bob.
Howdy, Hickory.
Sit down, Hickory.
Sure, sit down. I'm still your friend, same as usual. Even if I am going to vote for Perkins.
Man's got the right to vote as he wants, Bart.
Hickory, I should think you'd be glad to get out of office. You can settle down on that little ranch you got. Maybe marry Woody Cade. Hey, Lance Perkins just came in.
Hi there.
Hi, boys. Put your money away, boys. The rest of the evening's on me. That's right, boys. I'm buying.
Look at him, Hickory. Buying drinks for everyone whenever he comes in here.
I wonder if he is buying.
He sure got everyone with him.
I'd like to know who's paying for all the drinks he buys.
You don't think he pays for them himself?
I know blame well he don't.
Then who does?
Oh, you're the one who's speaking.
Yes, I just happen to be sitting at this table close to you. I couldn't help hearing what you said.
You're a stranger around here, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm Bart Sims. This here's Abe Dalton.
Howdy.
And old Hickory here.
Howdy.
He's our prison sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
The next sheriff is up at the bar.
There seems to be quite a bit of excitement about the election.
There sure is.
I wonder why Perkins is so eager to be sheriff. Does he entertain this way all the time?
He sure does.
He'd never get back his money on a sheriff's pay.
You're doggone right he won't.
When is your election?
Tomorrow. The voting starts at sunup.
Tomorrow?
Yep. Abe here is in charge of the ballot box. The vote will be all over with by noon.
Tomorrow, huh? Well, that doesn't allow much time.
Much time for what?
Glad to have met you, man. I may see you again.
Yes. Well, doggone if he's not a strange acting critter.
None of the men in the cafe realized that the tall stranger dressed as a cowboy was in reality the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger. He joined Tonto at the edge of town.
Tonto, give me a hand. I've got to work fast, and I've got to get into my riding clothes.
You want mask?
Yes, please. Well, the election is to be held tomorrow.
Here, mask.
Oh, thanks.
Not plenty soon.
I hope it's not too soon.
What you do?
I'm going to see old Hickory tonight. I want to get back to town and watch the cafe so I can follow him when he leaves.
What me do?
Well, old Hickory's best friend is a gray-haired man with a mustache. His name is Abe Dalton. He's in the cafe right now. You've got to go to town and keep an eye on him. When he's alone, get him and bring him here. I want to talk to him.
It was about an hour later when old Hickory left the cafe. He walked slowly down the street. His head was bowed in thought. He turned in at the gate of a small white house, Kate Wiggins' boarding house where he lived.
Oh, well, I suppose I couldn't be sheriff forever.
Oh, Hickory.
Good evening, Kate.
Come into the sitting room for a minute before you go upstairs.
Yeah.
I do declare you look downright beat.
I am pretty tired, Kate. Well, I'll sit down for a minute. I reckon I'm just tired.
How's the election look, Hickory?
Kate, I got no chance. Not even an outside chance.
Oh, Hickory,
oh, well, maybe I've been sheriff long enough anyhow.
What sort of sheriff will young Perkins make?
I don't know.
You don't think he'll be a good one, huh?
Kate, he's spending lots of cash getting elected. Someone is putting up that cash. Whoever it is, he's going to count on getting something for it. I'm just wondering what Perkins will do to pay back all the cash he's spending. It's not good when a man goes into office, own more money than the job will pay.
I don't suppose there's much we can do about it, is there?
Nothing but wait until the election tomorrow and turn the office over to Lance Perkins and wish him good luck.
Sheriff.
Hickory, look, the door.
What the?
He's masked.
Get him up. Heist him.
Don't shoot.
Take it easy, Hickory.
I came to ask you a few questions.
Oh, Hickory, did you leave that front door unlocked?
I told you to get your hands up.
Put your gun away. You won't shoot me.
By Juniper, I said...
How long has Lance Perkins been around town?
He came here about a year ago.
Do you know anything about him before that time?
No.
What's he done since he came to town?
Now, look here. I'm holding a gun on you. I ordered you to put your hands up.
Come, Hickory. Answer my question. What has Perkins done since he came here?
Well, he hasn't done anything.
Earned no money?
No. But he's spent plenty of money, and he's got everyone in town on his side on account of it.
That's what I wanted to know.
Are you going to get your hands up?
Oh, no, Hickory, I'm not. I have too much to do before the election starts in the morning. Tell me one thing more.
Huh?
How long does the election last?
The poll closes at noon.
Then what's done with the ballot box?
It's turned over to the election committee and then unlocked and the votes counted.
When's the result of the election known?
Oh, along about sunset, I reckon.
Oh, thanks. That's what I wanted to find out.
Now you hold on. I say wait. Come, Sonia. Keach, did you ever see the like of that? Paid no attention at all to my gun.
Gosh, Hickory, I don't know what to make of that, man.
There was excitement in town that evening. Torches blazed on both sides of the main street. Crowds gathered and speakers appeared on porches and balconies.
I say Perkins is the man. He's young and honest. There's not a man in town can say anything against Lance Perkins.
But old Hickory's got experience.
Old Hickory. Let's call him Old Hickory.
Now remember, boys. Vote for a man that'll do the town some credit. Vote for everyone's friend, Lance Perkins.
I got more than I can stand of this. I'm getting home.
Hey, what's the matter, Abe? Can't you take a licking?
Vote for a man that'll make some use of our jailhouse.
Pack of jugheads, that's what they are. Pack of jugheads.
You, Abe.
Huh? What?
You come.
Huh? Well, see here, Redskin.
Hunter one talk.
Hey, get that knife to one side. What's the meaning of this? Leave me be.
You go this way. Friend wants to see you.
Well, I'm a-going. Don't poke that knife into my gizzard.
Old scout, old fella.
Let me down, Tad Roddick.
Good work, Tonto.
Who's that?
Him, friend. You get down now.
Doggone it, I never had such a riot in my life. You, Gray Scott. You're masked.
Yes, Abe. I was masked when Hickory saw me, too.
Hickory?
I asked Tonto to bring you here to camp so I could talk to you.
It's abduction, that's what it is.
Abe, we're friends of old Hickory.
Huh? You expect me to believe that? I've known Hickory for 20 years, and he never yet made friends with an outlaw wearing a mask.
I don't think he knows we're his friends. But you see, I'm not an outlaw. I want to see Hickory win the election tomorrow.
Well, he hasn't got a chance. Fact is, my vote's about the only one he'll get. You're sure not helping him any by capturing me.
Very well, Abe. You're free to leave. Sorry you won't help.
Huh?
I said you're free to go back to town. It's only a 10-minute walk.
Now, hold on. You said I was brought here so as to help old Hickory win the election.
Well, I thought you'd be glad to help.
Well, dad granted, I do want to help. If you think I'm going to get my innards all shook up riding double on that paint horse and then walk out of here without accomplishing anything, you're loco.
Well, that's better, Abe. I'll sit down beside the campfire, and I'll tell you about some outlaws we met on the plains, and how I think Lance Perkins can be defeated.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Just north of town on the eve of election, the Lone Ranger and Tonto met Abe Dalton in their camp. The masked man outlined strategy which he hoped would win re-election for the sheriff. In the meantime, the town became quiet. Lance Perkins mounted a horse and rode south to a clump of cottonwoods. He reined up beside a great boulder.
Ho, there, boy. Easy.
You're late getting here, Perkins.
Sorry, Slade. I got here as quick as I could. Had to stay in town until the speeches were finished.
All right, it doesn't matter. How does the election look?
Everything is set. I'll win in a walk.
Good.
Where are the other boys, Slade? You here alone?
Yeah. There was no need for the rest to come. I just wanted to make sure everything was working out like we planned it.
It is.
Tomorrow at this time, you'll be sheriff, huh?
No doubt of it. Then I'll see that you and the boys are treated right.
You'd better. Cost plenty to let you strut around town blowing money right and left.
It'll prove a good investment, Slade. Remember one thing, though.
What's that?
I expect to get my share along with the rest of you.
You will. You play along with us and you won't regret it. We'll meet you at your house tomorrow evening.
Right. By that time, I'll be sheriff.
You need more cash?
Well, it won't do no harm to have some extra in case some of the boys want a little loan before they cast their vote.
Take this and clear out.
Hi there, Joe.
Howdy.
You voted yet?
Nope.
Here, step right over and mark your ballot. Drop it in the box. While you're doing it, stick one of these cigars in your mouth. They're the best that money can buy. Compliments to Lance Perkins. Here, take another cigar.
Take a couple of them. You too. He has cigars. Compliments to Lance Perkins.
Come on, you fellows. Get your ballots in this here box so I can finish up.
There you are, Abe. Here's my vote all made out. You want to see it?
Stick her in the box.
All right. You don't need to get sore about it.
Hey there, Lance. I just voted for you.
Thanks.
Oh, Hickory, why do you want to stand around here and watch the vote?
Yeah, I don't know, Kate. I guess I just want to be on hand for my own funeral, that's all.
Most everyone's voted now.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to be anyone in line at the ballot box.
Yeah, let's go over and see.
Look at the way Perkins is grinning and strutting. It's enough to make a person sick.
Howdy, Hickory.
Hello, Abe. Don't look too good, does it?
So far, don't, Hickory, but don't give up yet.
What you mean, Abe?
Hey, look. There's Hank getting ready to announce the voting is closed.
That ends it, gents. The voting's closed.
Now watch, Hickory.
Hey, who's that coming on the white horse?
Oh, Hickory. He's masked like that.
It's the same hombre we saw last night.
Stand aside, out of the way.
The masked man astride the powerful white horse seemed to come out of nowhere. The townspeople threw themselves aside to clear the path and avoid being struck down by the charging stallion. Before anyone could recover his balance, the masked man tossed a rope.
Steady, boy!
The noose dropped cleanly around the ballot box as Silver thundered past.
Masked man, quiet. Who is he? Does anybody know him?
Why'd he steal the ballot?
Where'd he get a horse like that?
Maybe the sheriff knows something about this. How about it, Hickory?
I don't know anything about it.
Someone go for Bagger Gates. He's got to know about this.
Oh, what's going on here? What happened? Where's the ballot box?
Oh, here's Mr. Gates now.
Mr. Gates, something's got to be done about the election.
Mr. Gates has been an underhanded scheme to beat me.
Quiet down, everybody. That's better. Now tell me what this is all about.
As soon as the voting was closed, a masked man rode in and stole the ballot box.
Took it right from under my nose, Mr. Gates.
Now say it was a scheme to beat me. Someone stole the box so the votes could be changed.
Well, don't look at me. I don't know anything about it.
Mr. Gates, we'll have to have another election, won't we?
Yes, I dare say we will.
But maybe the box can be found.
Well, even so, Kate, we wouldn't know that it hadn't been tampered with. I'd say that the only fair thing is to hold the election all over again. Of course, we'll have to wait a couple of days to get more ballots made up.
Hold it over this afternoon.
Just a minute now.
As chairman of the election, I've got to decide on this.
Start voting again right now, then. We can be done by tonight.
Can't do that, Perkins. We've got to wait a few days.
Why?
Well, there's lots of folks from farms and ranches around here that's got to be told about another election. They've got to be given the chance to come in and vote again, don't they?
Sure, Abe's right. Besides, we'll have to get more ballots printed.
The fair thing to do is to wait 2 or 3 days and spread the word that this election's got to be done all over.
Strikes me as a lot of wasted time.
Sure it is.
We all know who was elected.
Oh, wait. Quiet a minute. Perkins, if you were elected once, there's no reason why the same result wouldn't show in a second election.
I guess not.
Now, Hickory is to continue as sheriff until Friday this week. On Friday, we'll hold the voting again. That suit everybody?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way of it, then. Until Friday...
I'd give a lot to know why that masked man stole the votes.
You'll see, Hickory.
Why, you know something about it, Abe, you doggone old tadpole.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Old Hickory spent the afternoon in the saddle looking for some clue that would lead him to the masked man and the stolen ballot box. He continued his hunt until dark, then he returned to Kate's boarding house, a tired and discouraged man.
I tell you, Kate, everyone in town thinks I hired that masked man to steal the votes.
Stupid nonsense, Hickory. Anyone with the brains of a goat would know different.
Hey, Sheriff! I wonder what Abe wants.
Hey, you never heard of rapping on a door?
Got no time. Come on, Sheriff. Bring your shooting irons. There's work to be done.
Abe, you found the masked man?
He's right outside.
He is? Great. Give me my gun belt. Be right with you, Abe. Yeah. If I get my sights on him again, you won't get away. Dad, ready? Come on, Abe.
Now, Hickory, do be careful. There's no rhyme or reason why you should still be sheriff.
Shut the door, Abe.
Yeah.
Where is that critter?
Right here. Take it easy.
I'll get him. Hold it. Let go of my arm.
Calm down until you hear what Abe has been doing.
Abe, you old goat, have you been working with this masked man?
Listen, Hickory. Lance Perkins did a lot to smooth-talk him to get nominated for sheriff. He's got the backing of the most influential men around here.
I know that.
I spent the afternoon getting those men together. I got Banker Gates and Tim Furrow, the express office, and Hank Timmons at the Butterfield line, and some of the others.
Well, what about it? What's that to do with this masked man and the stolen votes?
We're going to a meeting, Hickory.
A meeting?
Yes. Being held right now in Lance Perkins' house.
Wait a minute, gents. Let me explain.
You'd better have an explanation, Perkins. You knew it wasn't safe for me and the others to show up here in town while Hickory was the law.
And you knew we'd be here tonight. Now you tell us you're not sheriff.
But I will be, I tell you.
Answer this right now. Who is sheriff?
Old Hickory is still sheriff. But only till they can hold the election over. Then I'll be in.
You better be.
You can't blame me because that masked man, whoever he was, made over the ballot boxes.
Why'd he do it?
How do I know? Maybe old Hickory figured the lock would be broke open and the votes changed or something. Now, you boys better slip out of town before daybreak and lay low for one more week.
We've been laying low a plenty long time.
One more week won't hurt. And I'll be in office and you can come into town.
Then the law will capture a few crooks.
That's all I ask of you, boys. I'll play along with you, help you all I can. Only whenever you do something, you've got to leave evidence that'll point to someone I can arrest.
We will.
There's one old stove-in galoot named Abe. You can frame him for near anything. His partner Bart can be framed easy, too.
What about old Hickory?
Ah, that's the problem. He's sure to recognize Slade in spite of the beard.
He might recognize Quinn and Drexel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Didn't recognize Lance here as the Cactus Kid.
There were never any handbills out on me.
We can't take chances. We'll have to kill off old Hickory as soon as Lance is sheriff.
It won't be hard to frame the murder on someone. And then we'll be ready to clean out this town. And boys, I tell you, it's ripe for picking.
It better be.
In the year I've been here, I've been getting a line on things. I can tell you how best to get at the bank, the express office, and a dozen other places where there's easy cash.
I reckon we picked the right man, didn't we, boys?
Look so, Slade.
What's this? What?
Nice your hands, you're covered. The law talking.
The sheriff. Hey, where'd you come from? What's this mean?
Frame up. We got to shoot it out.
Right out. Cut to the left.
Hey, yes, Bert.
You too, Slade.
My arm is busted.
Don't shoot me. Hold on. Wait, listen.
Throw down your guns. Get over against that wall.
Next man goes for a gun will get his head blowed off.
Wait, Hickory, listen to me.
We've been listening. We heard plenty. So you're the Cactus Kid, huh? And this is Slade and Drexel and Quinn?
Sheriff, I'll send in the witnesses.
Yeah, send them in.
Needn't send for us. We're coming. We heard everything.
Bank our case.
Who are those others? The Cactus Kid will recognize us. He hoodwinked us into backing his nomination for the office of sheriff.
How do you feel about it now, gents? You wouldn't listen to me when I tried to tell you that Hickory was the only right man. You was all for voting that Cactus Kid into office so as he could protect his pals when they cleaned out our town.
Where did you critters come from?
The man who took the ballot box arranged for us to be outside to hear what went on when you thought it'd be safe to come into town.
Hickory? Main complaint about you was that you hadn't made any arrests.
Doggone it, I'll make up for it now. Four crooks at one time and a reward on the head of every one. Gents, our jail is going to be downright crowded between now and the time these crooks face the hangman.
Hickory is chairman of the election board. I'll arrange for another election, but that'll be just a formality. At the next election, you'll be returned to office unanimously.
You hear that, Hickory? You hear that? Wait till we tell Kate. She'll be downright pleased.
But don't savvy. How'd that masked man know this meeting was to take place?
He spotted them crooks laying low outside of town, waiting till election was over, so it'd be safe for them to come here. That's what started him on working out his plan. He figured Lance would be the sheriff tonight.
So the masked man stole the votes and kept Lance from being sheriff. Where's he at?
The masked man? Why, he went out as we came in.
Yeah? He figures his part's done. From now on, it's up to us to keep the law in Placer Corners.
And by John, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'd better, Hickory. The Lone Ranger's counting on it.